Sugya that I hope we'll be able to be more clear about the end of Shir than we are at the beginning of Shir, rather than my messing you up. Try. But okay, I'd like to learn the Sugya today according to the Rishonim. I'm well aware that the Achronim learn differently, but that we'll see that approach, but I'd like to see it according to Rashi, Tosfos, what we have over here on the Amud, the Ritva, the Rabbi Nodavid, what they say, how Rishonim learn the Sugya, if possible, if you can understand. Okay, our problem is one over here of terminology. Firstly, we start with the Sugya of Itmar. This sugya begins over here on Kaf Heyamud Beis. The core, of course, is what I asked you to see, the Machlokas Abaye Verava in the Lashon Rishon and the Lashon Sheni. But the Rayas back and forth go until the Tiyufta smack in the middle of Kaf Vavamud Beis. So we have the sugya over here working its way over a blot. And again, all we can do is create a theoretical framework and then test whether it's right as to whether the Kashis makes sense and whether the Terutzin makes sense when we get to the point of the Menoa Minala and all of the Rayas that are being brought. The problem, however, is over here that the terminology that the Gemara uses is not in the sense that normally we would explain these words were we to see them in a vacuum. Phrase Baal Korcho, the phrase Miskaven, the phrase Lo Efshar, that each of these has, I guess, a meaning that would be used in classically, and it has a unique meaning over here according to the Rishonim within the Sugya. So again, we're going to read the Gemara as we see it in the Rishonim. So let's begin. Itmar. Hano haba'a lolo adam ba'al korcho. Abai amar muteres, rava amar asura. Efshar v'kama chavein, lo efshar v'kama chavein, kulayama lo plige de osar. Lo efshar v'lo kama chavein, kulayama lo plige de shari. Ki plige be efshar v'lo machavein. V'aliba de Rav Yehuda, damar davar sheno miskavein osar, kulayama lo plige de osar. Ki plige, in this situation of efshar v'lo machavein, Aliba de Rabbi Shimon, the Mardavashen of Escaven Mutter, Abaye, Rabbi Shimon, Rava Amar, Ad Kamokamar Rabbi Shimon, Elohecha de Efshar, Elohecha de Efshar, Lo. This is the Lishna Kama. Now, again, according to the Rishonim, we're talking about a person who is Hanoa Ba'alola Adam Ba'al Korcho. Rashi understands the Hanoa we're dealing with over here is Hanoas Reach. That's what Rashi says, correct? Rashi says that we're talking about kedei, in other words, kigon reyach shel avodah zarah. That's we're dealing with the hanoas reyach. As to whether b'chal stam, as to whether there is an iser of hanoas reyach, is not so clear. Certainly there is, otherwise Rashi wouldn't say it. But what are the circumstances? There are tosfos in avodah zarah on daf yud beis and mid beis and daf samach vav mid beis. That explain, we have two Gemaras. Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis speaks about flowers, that if you had flowers that had been set aside for Avodah Zarah, and these flowers are Asur Bahanah, so it used to be that flowers had smell. Right? In other words, that you would be able to smell a flower, and you'd be nene from the smell of the flower. The Gemara says, Asur to smell the flowers of Avodah Zarah. However, there's a Gemara afterwards in Dasam Fafam Beis which speaks about a Bas Tiha, where you have an individual who's a wine smeller, and the Gemara over there speaks about the fact that it's mutter for him to smell even stam yenam. Even though stam yenam in the time of the Gemara was vaday aser b'hana'a, not only aser b'shtia, but also aser b'hana'a, because maybe the goy was menasech the stam yenam. Nowadays, the Rama points out that most goyim are not menasech, and therefore, b'shas hatzchak, we could say that stam yenam is aser b'shtia, but it's muter b'hanah. The time of the Gemara was aser b'shtia u'b'hanah. But you could still smell the wine to tell, like that was your profession, you would smell the wine to tell the goy whether this wine is ready or it's not ready. Aye, it's aser b'hanah. So one Tosa says that the difference is that the hanah of flowers, that's a real hanah. However, the hanah of smelling wine, that's mazik. That they used to smell the wine, you know, where they wouldn't get hanah from smelling the wine. it would basically not be good for them and for the health. It's simply, this was their parnasa, like someone works with asbestos, so this person works with wine. But it wasn't the hanah. The other Tosa says, no, that there's a difference between things that are omeid l'reach and things that aren't omeid l'reach. If something is omeid l'reach and it's aser b'hanah, then you're not allowed to smell it. If it's not omeid l'reach, let's say, for example, fresh baked bread, it may taste, smell wonderful, but it's not omeid l'reach, it's omeid to be eaten. So then there wouldn't be an iser. So the stam yenom that's meant for shtia, it's not omeid l'reach, there's no iser to smell it. The flowers that are omeid l'reach, again, in time of Gemara, flowers were omeid l'reach, so then you would have an iser of smelling it. So the case over here, clearly, reach of avodah zarah, we're talking about if you're dealing with the ketores of avodah zarah, that incense of avodah zarah was made to be smelled, and the smell, l'chavara, is very, very pleasant. This, according to all the deos, would be osur. If we were to want to give a situation, let's say a person is walking to shul, and on his way walking to shul, it's Pesach. There's a bakery, a non-Jewish bakery, and he loves the smell of a fresh baked bread. Whether that also would be a problem over here, that's told in the two deos of Tosfos. Okay, it's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kufchet. Those who learned Yeredeya may recall that the Shulchan over there deals with Reicha Milsa, deals with the issue of Bastia, and the Mechaber distinguishes between that which is Omid L'Reach and that which isn't Omid L'Reach. The Shach says not Pitom. That's one Tosfos, but there's another Tosfos that distinguishes between that which is reyach, any reyach is osur, only if it's mazik, it's mutter. We normally are machmir like the shach, that anything that, one should try not to smell, isurei hanah, chametz on Pesach, or what else would we have an isur hanah? Basar v'chalav is osur b'hanah. So let's say if there's a non-kosher pizza store, a Domino pizza store on your corner, and they have pizza which is basar v'chalav, and it happens to smell very, very good. So that would be our issue over here. That we're talking about itmar hanah haba'a lola adam ba'akarcho. That we're dealing with the situation where we're dealing with hanah asreyach haba'a lola adam ba'akarcho. Doesn't mean ba'akarcho that we tie the person up to the stake and put this under his nose, but rather this isn't his ikar kavana. This isn't the almanas, namely that he has. Say, he lives over here, and over here is the shul. And this is one way of walking to the shul, and this is another way of walking to the shul. Okay? And over here we have this this Beit Avodah Zarah that has the Reach HaKetores, or we have this bakery, or we have this pizza store. They're all on this route. So he's walking to shul. However, Baal Korcho, namely, ipso facto, in other words, toch kedei, the fact that he's walking to shul, he's going to smell these reichot. So the Gemara says as follows: in this situation of itmar, hanoah habolo lo adam baal korcho, Abai says, no sweat, he can go to shul and he can smell these reichot. It's not a problem. But Rava Amar Asura, no, he can't. But what's the case exactly? So the Gemara offers four options of the case. We have a case of efshar v'kamachaven, lo efshar v'kamachaven, lo efshar v'lo kamachaven, and lo efshar v'lo kamachaven. Now we have four cases. So Gemara says as follows: if we have a case of efshar v'kamachaven, namely efshar means he has equally two ways of walking to shul that are equidistant. He can walk to shul this way, or he can walk to shul this way, right? He can walk on either of these streets. This street has all of the smelly enterprises, and this street, here there's a wall, and this street would be totally smell-free, right? Efshar, and he chooses this street, right? Because even though his main kavana is to get to shul, but kamachavim, he enjoys, smelling a little basar v'chalav and smelling a little fresh bread and smelling a little, not that he goes out of his way, not that he stands in front of the store and smells it. That's not Baal Korcho. Baal Korcho means that he's going to shul. He's not stopping one iota. He's walking at his normal pace. He doesn't walk any slower in order to be able to smell. But as he's taking this route as opposed to this route because he enjoys the smell. So in this case, the Gemara says, or we have another situation. Efshar v'kamachavim. Or lo efshar v'kamachavim. Lo efshar v'kamachavim doesn't mean that this is the only way to shul. There's another way to shul. But that other way to shul is a big Torah. This way takes 5 minutes. To walk this way takes 15 minutes. That's what we call lo efshar. That's Tosus over here. Where the lines widen, the nira liri, the lo efshar kidarko, ela betorach gadol. In other words, were we to be dealing with a situation where lo efshar means there's no other way, there's no other alternative, that's not what our Gemara is talking about. That's honest Rahman Apatrid. We're talking about a case where there is another alternative, right? We have a case, but that other alternative is a big torah. So in either of these two cases, if we have the fact he's walking this way, either because Efshar v'kamachavim, or lo efshar v'kamachavim, then we have over here an Iser l'kulayama. That's in other words, we'll discuss in a minute what's going on, but let's just to understand the cases. Kulayama l'plige da'asar. Lo efshar v'lo machavim, kulayama l'plige da'shari. If we're, again, we have the alternative is 15 minutes, and this is the way with, and he's taking the way without the Torah. But lo machaven doesn't mean that he's not nehene. It means that he's not choosing this route because of the hana'a. He's walking to shul, and so if he's walking to shul on this way because he has the secondary benefit, so then that's usur. But we have a case of lo efshar v'lo kamachaven, in other words, that he's choosing this way because there's less torah. And he has no tremendous, he's not doing it in order to smell, even though when he walks by, he does smell and he does get hana'a, that's mutar. Ki plige be'efshar velo mechaven. Where do we have the machlokas? Sorry. The efshar velo mechaven. In other words, he has another way which is the same time period, and he has no particular hanoah to smell these smells. Va'aliba de Rav Yehuda damar davar shein miskaven asur. Kulei alma, both Abai and Rava agree that Rav Yehuda would say this is asur. Ki plige aliba de Rav Yishimon damar davar shein miskaven mutar. Abai takes Rav Yishimon literally. The moment to say no miskaven, it's mutar. V'Rava akan lo kam Rav Yishimon ela hecha d'lo efshar. Rav Yishimon was dealing with a situation where you chose this route because the other route would be a tremendous amount of tircha. Avol hecha de efshar, but if there's another way of going, which is the same timing, and becholzi, you chose this route, even though you claim ameno machavein, lo, that's going to be us. Yes?
What's the nature of the lo machavein? He doesn't get hana, or he doesn't care about the hana he gets?
Okay. It's the latter. It's the latter. Otherwise, there would be no Iser if he's not getting Hana'ah. So why would Rav Yehuda Aser it? There's no Malacha, there's no Iser involved.
Isn't that like wildly subjective? Meaning, when a person goes by and is going to enjoy something, they know one way or the other, but he's mechavin to the member, and they're not mechavin to the member, he's going to get one.
100%, it's certainly subjective. Certainly subjective. Certainly, yes? Okay, so now let's try and understand what in the world is going on over here. What is this machlokas, Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and what is the machlokas between Abaye and Rava? Namely, what is the context in which we're dealing over here that then we're going to be able to plug things in? So my suggestion is that since the Rishonim understood that the case over here is a case of Davar Sheino Miskaven, a classic case of Davar Sheino Miskaven, we'll take that approach today. Namely, what is a Davar Sheino Miskaven? A davar sheino miskaven is the case the Rashi says over here. Malchokas Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon v'grei rasmita kisei v'safso. That we have a situation where I want to sit on the left side of the room. Currently, my chair is on the right side of the room. I want to move my chair from the right side of the room to the left side of the room in order to be able to sit next to the window so that I can read. I drag the chair. My purpose in dragging the chair is to get it from here to here. That's a pu'ula hamuteres on Shabbos. But I have a dirt floor. And it could very well be that when I drag the chair, I'm going to make charitz in the floor. The halacha is that making charitz in the floor is a malacha of bone. If it's outdoors, it's a malacha of choresh. indoors is a malacha of bonim. Nachon, it's only going to be bonim midrabanan because it's mekalkel my house, and it's klachar yad. This isn't the way I normally would make it. Would make a trench in my house. But b'chol zot, even though it's midrabanan, but it's a malacha. It's a malacha midrabanan. So I'm over on bonim midrabanan. Kol mekalklim peturim patra avalaser. Even klachar yad. You know, so I have over here a malacha midrabanan, which may or may not come about. So if we have a din of psik resha, if it's definitely going to come about, I'm not moving a chair, I'm moving a sofa, then the halacha is everyone agrees psik resha v'lo yamos, this is considered to be my act and it's usher. If, however, it may or may not come about, that's what we call a davar she'eno miskaven, I'm not certain whether it's going to come about or not. Then Rav Yehuda says it's usher, and Rav Shimon says that it's mutter. That's our sugi. That's what Tosfos points out a little earlier, three lines from the end of the thin line. That our Gemara is talking about the machokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. It means that there's no psik resha. It means if we were talking about the reyach haktores of the avodah zara, or we're talking about the smell of the bakery, it means that sometimes there's going to be a smell, sometimes it's not going to be a smell. It depends which way the wind is blowing. Or it could depend as to whether the garbage trucks are coming at the same time that I'm coming, and there's going to be a bad smell which is going to cover the smell. I'm well aware the rush gives a different ukimta. We'll come to that at a different point. But, you know, it's, we have over here a situation where not every time I walk the shul is there going to be a smell of bread / basar v'chalav / k'toras of avodah zarah. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. That's the machlokas. In that case, we have the machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, A. And B, if I want that that trench, let's say, for example, I have to change the wiring in my house. And I'll say I'm not that careful in terms of, or I have to change the plumbing in my house, okay? So I have pipes under the floor. So a Sunday, in other words, the day after Shabbos, I'm going to want there to be a trench. So I'm pulling the chair. I'm not sure whether it's going to make a trench or not. But if it does, I'm going to be thrilled, because that'll save me the time of doing it the next day. Namely, kol machaveh. I don't know if it's going to happen. But if it happens, I'm going to be really, really happy. Then everyone agrees it's aser. The whole machlokas is in davar she'eno miskaveh. Namely, A, I don't know if it's going to happen. And B, if it happens, I don't care one way or another. It does. This isn't something that is on my... That's on my radar screen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm not specifically going for that purpose. I'm not specifically doing it in order to have a two in one. I'm doing it to have the chair on the right side of the left side of the house instead of the right side of the house. That's why I'm doing it. So if we have a situation of davar she'eno miskaveh, and we have two points that sort of are unique over here. A, I don't know whether it's going to happen or not. And B, if it happens, I really don't care. Then we have Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda says, B'chol zot it's aser, and Rabbi Shimon says it's muter. And our case over here is parallel to that. Namely, just one second. When we have Mechaveh, when this person is choosing this way to walk, because even though he's not sure if there's going to be a Reach or not going to be a Reach, but he'll be happy if there'll be a Reach, that's going to be aser for him to walk in this way. Then we say that he should walk over here. In other words, if he's looking forward to the reyach, he's not sure if it's going to come, but if it comes, he's looking forward to it. That's the case of machavin. That's the ratio over here. That in a situation of efshar v'kam machavin or go efshar v'kam machavin, kuayamalo plige the aser. If I'm taking this route because I want this, I'm not sure whether it's going to come or not. But if it comes, I'll be thrilled. Then that's certainly aser. Just like there Rabbi Shimon would agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Where do we have machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda? We have a machlokes in a situation, A, I'm not sure, and B, if when I walk by, it's a good smell, fine. I'm fine with the smell, but I'd be fine also without the smell. And namely, it's not something that I'm doing in order to smell. I'll be fine with it if it happens. If it doesn't happen, also fine. That's the case of that's the parallel to pulling the chair. Why would we have a machlokas over here, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon? So here, I forgot to bring it up. Okay, but I'll say it about that. Here we have a ma'arechet of the Rav, which is brought in the Masorah journal. Hey, okay, so he starts off as follows. Let's deal with Chola Torah Kula. Chola Torah Kula, we have different levels of Isurim. We have Mezid, we have Shogeg, we have Midasek, and then we have, I'm sorry, These are all dinim b'chol haTorah kula. This is not specific. They have relevance to Shabbos and to Chol haTorah kula. Mezid means I know what that I'm doing in Iser and I know what I'm doing. Right? I have Yedi, I know exactly what I'm doing, and I know also that it's Aser. That's the din of Mezid. I'm chayav Nisa, Malkos, Kares, whatever. I'm chayav the Mezid. Shogeg means that I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I just don't know that what I'm doing is Aser. Namely, I know I'm carrying a handkerchief in my pocket, but I don't think it's Shabbos yet. And I think it's still there of Shabbos. Or, I know it's Shabbos, but since when is it Aser to have a handkerchief in my pocket? In other words, they're over here. I know what I'm doing, but I don't know that the act that I'm doing is Aser. That's considered to be a certain degree of negligence, and I need a kapara, and so there's a korban chatos in many situations in the world of Shogeg. Then we have a din of misasek. Misasek means that I don't know what I am doing. We had in the Beis Medrash a number of years ago, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, all of a sudden in the middle of Shemona Esrei, the lights begin going on, going off, going on, going off. There was a fellow davening by the light switches, and he was shuckling, and he was turning the lights on and off, and on and off, and on and off, and he had no idea that that's what he was doing. No idea that anything was going on. That's a case of misasek. He wasn't aware of the result of his actions. What's the halacha of mitasek? So the halacha is that this misasek doesn't bring a korban chatas. He doesn't need atonement because he was totally unaware of what he was doing. Is misasek a maisa avera? That's a machlokes achronin. We have a tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Sorry, I forgot to bring it up. Shut Rabbi Akiva Eger, one of the early tshuvas in Siman Chet. Rabbi Akiva Eger is of the opinion that we have tzvei dinim in mitasek. We have, that's not his chiddush, there's a Tosa story that says we have tzvei dinim. The explanation of the tzvei dinim is Rabbi Akiva Eger. We have a din of mitasek b'chol haTorah kula, and we have a din of mitasek on Shabbos. The Gemara has two drushas. Asher chata ba prat l'mitasek. That's the din b'chol haTorah kula, asher chata ba prat l'mitasek, Gemara Krisus, a number of other places, and we have a Gemara in Chagiga, melechas machsheves prat l'mitasek. We have two, so Tosa says we have two dinim, that b'chol haTorah kula mitasek is that you don't know what you're doing. Shabbos, we go beyond that. If, let's say on Shabbos, I see over here, there are five things that are rooted. And there are two things that aren't rooted. And I think I'm thinking of something which is not rooted, and actually it's rooted. That's a din of misasek b'chol haTorah kula. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't realize when I'm picking it up that I am pulling it out of the ground. I don't realize when I'm opening the refrigerator that the light's going to go on. I don't realize it. That's a misasek b'chol haTorah kula. But in other words, it could be that we have three things that are rooted, and picking them up is going to be a malacha. And I want let's say we have over here a potato and a carrot and an onion that are all in the ground. And I want to pick an onion. And I pick it up, and lo and behold, it's a carrot. In other words, I wanted to pull an onion out of the ground, and I pulled a carrot out of the ground. B'chol haTorah kula, that's amazing, right? I want to do a malacha, and I do a malacha. On Shabbos, that's what we call misasek. So Tosa says that's a unique category in Shabbos. Malachas machsheves asra Torah, that's a unique halacha in Shabbos. That even though I want to do a malacha, I want to turn on the lights on the left, and I press the switch on the left and turn on the lights on the right. That's on Shabbos. That's the din of misasek. Comes from Rabbi Akiva Eger and says the difference between Shabbos and Kol haTorah kula is not just that misasek is broader in Shabbos as opposed to Kol haTorah kula, but rather b'chol haTorah kula misasek is a maisa avera. It's a maisa avera. But what? I'm pater from a chatos. It's exeris akosif. Asher chataba prat l'chatos. It's a ptur of chatos. But the maisa avera is a maisa avera. Ma'ashenkein on Shabbos, the din of malachas mach Shabbos, is that this is not called a maisa avera. That's why it's pater. It's not a ma'isa avera. We don't get involved in the fact that I wanted to do X and I did Y. It's simply not. The Torah says Baruchas Machsheves Asher Torah. It's not a ma'isa avera. Nafkamina would be as follows. We have a principle. This is all in Rabbi Kiverger. We have a principle called Konlei Midrabba Minei. I'm sorry, I just have to introduce. I can't get done with this cafe without working your way through. We have a principle called Komlei Midrabba Minei. Namely, if simultaneously I do something in which I'm Chayav Misa and Chayav Tashlumim, so Torah says Komlei Midrabba Minei. I'm Chayav Misa and no Tashlumim. What if I do that Chayav Misa in a manner in which I'm not going to be Chayav Misa? I'm Shogeg, I'm not going to be Chayav Misa. So we have a din of Tana de Bechizkiya that also is a Komlei Midrabba Minei. Not only when I'm actually going to be Chayav Misa, even if for some technical reason I'm not going to be Chayav Misa. Nagida was Shogeg, there was no Hasra, in other words, for whatever reason I'm not going to be Chayav Misa, but I'm still a potter from Tashlum. What if I was Misasek in a Chayav Misa and I had simultaneously a din of Tashlum? And I was Misasek in the Chayav Misa and simultaneously I had a Chayav Tashlum. Let's say, for example, I was davening and turned the lights on and off. And because of that, I blew all the switches. So I'm chayev b'tashlumin. I'm other mu'ad l'olam. I'm chayev for the nezek I did. But I did an act of chilul Shabbos. I was turning things on, but in misasek. So Rabbi Kiverger says it depends. If we're talking about misasek on kol Torah kula, I have a ma'isa avera, a p'tur from chatas. So come with me, drab me, nay. I have a ma'isa avera. I did a ma'isa avera on which I am chayev misra. So then I'm potter from tashlumin. But on Shabbos, there's no ma'isa avera. So if there's no ma'isa avera, there's no koma midrabine. Koma midrabine is only when we have two things simultaneously. A ma'isa avera on which there is a chi of misa and a chi of tashlumin. So b'chol ha'Torah kula, that's what exists in misasek. On Shabbos, not. However, Rabbi Kiverger says, even though I hold this way, Yedidi, my good friend, the Baal Chavas Das, the Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, he disagrees with me. We would call him the Baal HaNasivas. That's, you know, for us he's known as Baal Nasivas, but Rabbi Kiverger called him my good friend Yudidi, the Baal HaChavas Das. He disagrees with me. What was the context of the disagreement? We have a halacha in Shulchan in Siman Tav Psilchos Psachim Tav Memchet. The Baal Nasivas wrote on everything. He wrote on Choshe Mishpat, that's in the Nasivas. He wrote on Yoredeya, the Chavas Das, and he wrote a sefer called Makor Chayim on Hilchos Pesach. That's a separate volume. It's in the Shulchan Aruch, it's also a separate volume. So, in Siman Taf Memchet, Siv Gimel, the Machaber Paskins as follows. Chamed Shul Pesach, Chamed Shul Yisrael. This is our inyan. Chamed Shul Yisrael, She'avra Lava Pesach. The halacha is Asr Bahana. Okay? It's Asr Bahana. You have Chamed in your Rishus over Pesach, then we have a Knas. It's Asr Bahana. Afilu hinicho shogeg. Afilu hinicho shogeg. What does hinicho shogeg mean? So Mishnah Berurah writes, this is the halacha. Afilu hinicho shogeg. The lo yada me'oso chametz. Namely, we're dealing with a person who did a bedika erev Pesach. And he doesn't hold of mechira. He doesn't hold of he did the bedika and he's certain that he has a grus apartment. How big is a grus apartment? One bedroom. Right, he did a bedika, got rid of all of his chametz. He thought he got rid of all of his chametz. And then after Pesach, you know, he picked up the mattress and lo and behold, his little nephew who had been there had stuck a waffle under his mattress. Chametz shel avav Pesach. He was totally unaware that it was in his property. So the halacha is, it's aser b'hana. So the Makor Chaim asks, why in the world is this aser b'hana? It's misasek. This is misasek. I wasn't aware that I had it. This is the chuckling person. I'm unaware b'chlal that this was in my rishus. Why should Chazal be kones me? I would understand Chazal being kones me if I knew I had it, if I didn't know it was chametz. Right? I had a bottle of whiskey. What is whiskey chametz? I didn't know whiskey was chametz gomer. I had no idea it was chametz. I thought it was whiskey. It wasn't chametz. Chametz is bread. This is whiskey. That's shogeg. So we'd understand a kantin on shogeg got too amazing. But here, this is misasek. So Rabbi Kiver says, what's the question? Misasek b'chol ha'Torah kula is a ma'isa avera without a chatas. So that's why Chazal were kones him. I mean, the question is to get off the ground according to Rabbi Kiver. Chametz on Pesach is not Shabbos. Chametz on Pesach is the classic din of misasek, that it's a maisa avera, but you're potter from a chatas. Once you're doing a maisa avera, so Chazal say, might not be to do the maisa avera b'mezid or b'shogeg or b'nisasek. We're going to be konis you. But the Makor Chayim, the Baal Nisibas, didn't hold that way. He understood that Misasik b'chol ha-Torah kula is not a maisa avera. Misasik is not a maisa avera. If I have no knowledge that this act is going on, then why is this my act? It's happening. Not because it didn't happen. Not because the light didn't go on and off. But it's not me. It's Manela. It's an act of God. In other words, it's not me. This is nothing to do with me. This is not my maisa. That's a din b'chol ha-Torah kula. And then he has the problem, l'shitato, what do we do with Chametz on Pesach? So Rabbi Kivaker says, v'dochak atzmo, this is the balancing of the dochak, to distinguish between alav sheyesh bo maisa and alav sheein bo maisa. That he said that when you have misasek in alav sheyesh bo maisa, then we say that misasek is not your maisa. But when we're dealing with bayiro bayimotzei, Here we have a problem, even though it's misasik. This isn't a dachak. This is brilliant. What is the Nesiva saying? The Nesiva is saying, what's the whole din of misasik? It's saying that an act that was done by me is not considered to be my act. That's the din of misasik. That's what I need an act. When the Torah says, don't do an act, and I go ahead and I'm misasik, that's not considered to be my act. This is not my Chilul Shabbos. This is what other Avera would we have a din of the case?
You, someone shot into a crowd. He was aiming for a certain person. Someone else.
That's the case where he knows what he's doing. Misasik is where you don't know what you're doing. You're totally unaware that there's a result to your act. No, so yes.
Stoking the coals on Basar B'Challah.
Okay, so there's an Easter of being the Bashal Basar B'Challah. So if I have no, in other words, that I am stoking the so what am I doing? What would be a case of misasek that I have no idea that right. In other words, there's simply a fireplace, and I'm stoking the coals to warm myself up. And then it turns out that when I move away all the ashes, lo and behold, someone had put a cheeseburger in there to be warmed. I wasn't even aware that it was there. Right? There we say, I need an act of Bishul, I need an act of Chilul Shabbos. Misasik is not my act. It happened. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but it's not me that did it. There's no connection to me in the act. However, in Bayiro Bayimatzei, which we're talking about Chametz Shabbos Pesach, Chazal were kones an individual who was over Bayiro Bayimatzei, that now that Chametz is going to be Aser Bahanot. Bayiro Bayimatzei, there's no act. Bayiro Bayimatzei is simply if the fact that the Chametz was mine over Pesach, B'dinei Choshen Mishpat, it was in my property, it's under my ownership, then I'm over Bayiro Bayimatzei. There, Misasik is not a Chisaram. Misasik is a Chisaram where I need a Maisa. But if I don't need a Maisa, I just need a Mitzius. Simply a fact. The fact is that this chametz was in my property, my nafkamina, whether I was aware or unaware. The awareness is important in terms of relating an act to me. But if there's no act, if there's simply a state of being, that state of being, that this chametz was in my property without my knowledge, someone sent me a parcel and it's sitting in the post office on my name, right, etc. I'm not totally unaware that it was there. That's, you know, it's so on the level of Bayi Rabbi Yimatzei, misasik is irrelevant. So we have over here these two approaches. The approach of Rabbi Akiva Eger, that Misasik B'chol HaTorah Kula is considered to be my Maisa, but I'm Patur, the Tur Patas, and the approach of the Makor Chayim, it's not my Maisa. Yes?
In the case of the Yisidus, where it's in your property, do you still do an Avera by having it in your property?
The Avera is Mameya. In other words, when Chametz in my property over Pesach, I am over by Yeroh by Yimase without a Maisa.
You're Chayav.
I'm Chayav, yeah. And Chayav, yeah. In other words, Chayav, in other words, it could be that I would have, we can call it Shogeg if you want to, but it's not, there's no Nafkamina whether I'm Mazed or I'm Shogeg in terms of the fact that the Maisa Avera was done. The Maisa Avera over here is being done passively. Okay, now let's assume the Makor Chayav. Let's assume that we have Mazed, in other words, it's my act. Shogeg is my act, but I was unaware. Misasek means it's not my act. This is not, this doesn't relate to me. Then, now we come to Dvar Sheino Miskaveh. What if I have a situation, where I am doing a pula muteres? I am moving a chair. That's a pula muteres. I have a clothing store, and I'm carrying begadim that have chutneys on my shoulder, and that's an act which is muter, because I'm allowed to carry chutneys. In other words, it's only usur for me to, if in the world of ha'olah, if I'm going to be nehene. I'm not being nehene at all. You know, I'm schlepping these begadim. I'm doing an act which is totally muter. And it could be that toch kedei, the act that I am doing, which is totally mutter, there is going to be an avera which is going to be done. Right? In other words, that it could be that as I'm moving the chair, there's going to be a charitz. Or it could be that toch kedei, that I'm moving the clothes, I'm going to come by walk by a refrigerator car, and it's going to be freezing, and these begadim are going to keep me warm. Right? So it could be yes, could be no. Could be yes, could be no. So here Rabbi Yehuda says it's aser. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, since when do I have a heter to put myself into a suffix d'oraisa? And with I'm doing an act which is mutter, but it could very well be that an act which is going to come about, which is aser. Since when can I put myself in this situation? Mashen comes to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter. Why is it mutter according to Rabbi Shimon? Maybe this is an extension of misasek. Namely, that if we have a tarte l'reyusa, A, I don't know if it's going to happen. And B, I have no intention, even if it happens, this is not something that I necessarily would want to happen, then this is not considered to be my act. This is the equivalent of misasik, namely that this pula asura, I'm not going to say it's not being done, but it's not me that's doing it. And that's why it's mutter. In order for there to be a maisa aveira, I have to do it. It has to relate to me. Misasik, according to the Makor Chaim, doesn't relate to me. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it does. But according to the Makor Chaim, B'chol HaTorah Kula, misasik doesn't relate to me. Maybe I have over here a subcategory of misasik. That if I'm going to have a tarate l'reyusa, A, eno machaved, I don't really care if it happens or not. And B, when, in other words, it's not certain that's going to happen, then it's going to be mutter. If I'm only going to have a chadal reyusa, namely, I don't care if it happens, but certainly going to happen, that's a call of secretia. Then Rav Shimon is moda. If we have a situation where I'm not sure it's going to happen, but if it happens, I'm going to be happy because I won't have to do it on Sunday, also it's asa. In other words, that's considered to be my act. But if we have over here two factors, a double factor, A, lo machave, and B, it may not come about, that already removes it enough that's not my act. And that Rav Yehuda disagrees. That's the machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Can we expand the principle of misasek to our case over here? And that is what is being dealt with in our sugya. We're dealing with the case which is a davash and a miskaven. It's not certain that it's going to happen or not. We're dealing with a situation where I am lo mechaved. I don't care one way or another whether it happens or not. So there we have a machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, and here we have a machlokas in Abaye v'Rava. But let's now take it from the beginning. Let's start again from the beginning. We're dealing with Itmar. This isn't my mahal. This is the Rav's mahal. Okay, it's this little article over here called the Yesod Hadin B'Davar Sheino Miskaveh. It's Koveret Hei, page Kafei. Probably it's Rav Schechter's work somewhere as well. In the name of the Rav, probably it's there as well. But in other words, it's taking the Makor Chaim's approach to Misasek and applying it to the world of Davar Sheino Miskaveh. That Davar Sheino Miskaveh may be an extension of Mitasek. That's the question, whether it does expand. And if it does, it's only according to Rabbi Shimon, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yes.
Does the Rav connect to Sheva Pasek Novasero? We saw the Pnei Yeshua.
No, it doesn't do. Okay, we'll come to the Pnei Yeshua, but not currently. Okay, so let's go back. Itmar. Hanoa habogo adam ba'al korcho. The person is doing a pula muteres. He's walking to shul. There is going to be hanoa, which is going to come to him ba'al korcho. Namely, this isn't his main kavana. His kavana is walking to shul. His kavana is to move the chair. And there may be an avera of being nehene from isurei hanoa, parallel that there may be a malacha on Shabbos. So Rabbi Omer muteres Rav Amar Asura. What's the case? Efshar v'kamachavein, I'll go efshar v'kamachavein. If this person, irrelevant whether there's another alternate route which is the same size, or the other alternate route is a Torah, if the bottom line is the kamachavein, namely, that it's not certain that there's going to be the smell, but if there's going to be the smell, he's going to be overjoyed, then kulei alma lo pligei da'aser. In that case, there's no machokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees that when do we say that an act is not his act, you need two conditions. A, it may or may not be. B, you don't care if it is. But if you're going to be happy that it is, if you're going to become a chavein, then even Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's your act. That which connects you to the act is the fact that you're doing it and you're going to be happy about it. If we have a case of efshar v'lo machavein kulei alma lo pligei d'shari, if we have a situation where there's an alternate route and you don't care one way or another about the smell, it's not that you're not nehne, you're nehne. But the reason you took this route was simply because it was, you know, you had another alternative. You just chose this, stam kacha. But you're not, you're nehne, but you're not particularly sameach about it. Then kuleyama lapliga deshari, according to Tosfos, this means, and I assume Rashi means the same thing, and I assume also this fits into Rabbeinu David and the Ritva, this means that that in this situation, both Abayi and Rava would say that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter. The moment you have a case of lo machavein, you don't intend for it, you're not going to be nehene, and it's not a psik resha, then it's going to be mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this case would be usser, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the davar sheno miskaven is usser. This is a davar sheno miskaven. Ki pligei the efshar v'lo machaven. What over here would be the machlokas? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the moment that you have a situation of davar sheno miskaven, it's usser. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, davar sheno miskaven, usser, kleyam ala pligei, to usser. But in the case of Efshar v'lo machavein, we have a machlokas within Rabbi Shimon. Why? Rabbi Shimon generally holds davar sheno miskaven is mutar, so Abayi says. So here it's also mutar. Abayi k'Rabbi Shimon. There's no sweat. We have over here a situation where A, it may or may not come about. There's no psik resha. B, even if it comes about, it's six of one and a half a dozen of the other. You're nehne, but it's not something that you're specifically happy about. But so therefore it's mutar. Rava Amar, ad kan lo ka Amar Rabbi Shimon ela hecha de lo efshar. Avo hecha de efshar go. When does Rabbi Shimon have his halacha that we say that because we have these two conditions, A, it may not come about, and B, if it comes about, you really don't care, that's only in a situation of lo efshar. Namely, the alternative was taking the long route. But if you have an alternative which is taking the same route, then choosing this way is playing Russian roulette. Why choose a way that may have an avera, even if you're not necessarily going to care about it? Choose the other route. Then we have over here a pshia in choosing the route. You chose the wrong route. You shouldn't have put yourself in a situation where you may have a result of a maisa avera, even though you don't care about it. In other words, even though according to the rules, this is like a misasek, but don't put yourself into a situation of misasek. Why put yourself into that case where you're going to have to say, oh, this act is really not my act because it may not have happened and I'm really not machaveh? You shouldn't have to put yourself on this route in the first place. You had an alternate route that takes the same time. When you only have a low efshar, when you have a tremendous Torah, then you have a heter according to Rabbi Shimon to take this route. That's not a pshia. But to choose a route where you're going to have issues off of a route where there are no issues, that's a pshia. So whether this is a problem d'oraisa or drabanan is unclear. But this is the machlokes between Abayi and Rava as to whether we say Rabbi Shimon is a purist. Bottom line over here is this act is not your act, it's mutar. We say even though theoretically this act is not your act, the fact that you chose this route, that is either asa drabanan. Now we view this as your act, the asa d'oraisa. Actually, yeah, we have a problem over here, according to Rava, according to Rav Shimon. The equivalent in the world of Hilchos Shabbos would be when we're talking about chairs or we're talking about sofas.
When we're talking about sofas, so I have an alternative. Pick it up, but that's low effort. That's tremendous torah to pick it up. So there, according to Rabbi Shimon, I'd be allowed to drag it. Even talking about a chair, could I drag the chair? I could pick it up easily. That's my focus between Abaye and Rava. Abaye would say, Rabbi Shimon says I could drag a sofa, I could drag a chair. In both cases, there's no psikresha. In both cases, I'm not machafe, so I can do one and the other. I had an alternative by the chair picking it up. So what? I don't have to take that alternative. Rava says, since I could have picked it up and solved all the problems, so my dragging it, I'm putting myself into the Russian roulette case. I may or may not, da 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 da. So even though bottom line is that it should be mutter, by my putting myself in that situation, it's aser. Again, either midrabanan, I shouldn't have done it, or that's sort of an act of subconsciously saying that the result is going to relate to me and it's going to be aser d'oraisa. So we have over here the what's called in the Gemara in Shabbos, Ketan and Gedolim. That's the machlokas over here between Rabbi Shimon, between Abaye and Rava within Rabbi Shimon. Within Rabbi Shimon. Within Rabbi Yehuda, there's no machlokas. We don't care if lo machaveh. This is considered to be your act. The fact that you know that a result could be, that result, if it comes about, is going to be your act. Mayer lo machaveh, may nafkamina. In other words, the bottom line is, there's an act of Yisr Hana, you're being nana. So that's, according to Rabbi Yehuda, certainly it's us. According to Rabbi Shimon, we have a machlokas under certain circumstances, is it going to be mutter or usr? And is this relatively clear? Okay. That's what we find over here. This is the, we have in Tosos, we read over here, that the case is a case of lo havi psikresha. Lo efshar means, lo efshar kedarko ela b'torah gadol, in terms of the concept of komachavein. So you saw over here in the, both in the Ritva, the Ritva here. Yeah, see, right before the Meiri, right after the Meiri, right before the Meiri. So the Ritva and Rabbeinu David both take this approach. Itmar hanoah bolo lo adam bal korcho kosav haritva zal the kol hechad arinim b'shmaisin efshar velo efshar haynu efshar belo shum torach alo efshar ela b'torach. That's as we said it within Tosfos. And that was brought up also. V'chein pirish hara'ah. V'od kosav zal b'shem hara'ah. Shamar b'shem rabo. Pashas the Ramban. The miskavein the amrinan linyan hanas reyach. Lav dafka miskavein mamash lahariach. Doesn't mean he stopped in order to smell, because then vadei it's going to be osir. That's not hanoah abal adam ba'al korcho. But rather ela miskavein the amrinan b'hai haynu shenehenem me'osah hareyach. He looks forward to it. They don't specifically look forward to it. So this person looks forward to it. We find that's the same approach. And then in Rabbeinu David, he continues to explain the din of Rav Shimon. The Rava Amar Adkan lo Amar of Yehuda Hasam. I'm sorry, this is the second Lashon, the first Lashon. Kuflamer Aleph? I'm sorry. I'm looking for where he brings in the concept of the poshei al chatzchiva. Next, and I'm based on the top, right? Achar sheya efshel lasos davar ze binyan shloya bali lasos chrit. You had an alternate, but also binyan shubal lasos chrit. You could have picked up the chair and instead you dragged it. Hareze poshea b'malachto v'chayot. And so over here, you could have walked on this road, and you walked on this road, even though it's only maybe there's going to be a reyach. And even though you're loka machaveh, you don't care one way or another whether there is a reyach, but the fact you chose this road as opposed to this road, you consider to be a poshei al chatzchila,
it's usher. Again, nowhere is it clear as to whether this turns into a doraisa, namely that we're going to relate this act to you. This is as though you did it biyodin, or this is a drabanan. Since haya efshar lavo deras acheres nasa posheya kishavah baderach ze mikaven da 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 da. You know, it's the chule. Okay. Yes.
Are you saying the Ritva is saying like Rashi?
I think so.
Rashi is his lesson of the Kamatanim is Skarit to the Avihadams. It's much more of an active, even before, after the Ritva of the Avihadams, we're saying more of an idea how you end up, you're there, and then you enjoy the Hana.
Right.
You do get Hana.
Right.
While Rashi is more of you're actively.
Where do you see that in Rashi?
In the Rashi, how many Darsi does.
Yes.
So the end of that Rashi.
Efshaloli ba adol bekama chavin leskarev kedei lehenot kigon reyach shel avodah zarah or afilu e efshaloli ba adol or mihu miskavin hu. The question: what does miskavin hu mean? V'chaviv hu lo lehenot. I understand that it means that he enjoys the reyach.
But he's actively going for it. It's not like he ends up there and then he's like, oh, I enjoy it. And like in the ritual, it's more that he simply gets hung up. There are some people who like smells, some people who like smells.
No, again, I think that everyone is I understood that what the Ritva is telling us is that we don't have over here this person stopping to smell. Miskavin doesn't mean that he stands in front of the store and he takes in a big whiff. That would be us according to everyone. That has nothing to do with the world of Darash and Miskavin. I'm walking to shul, that's one pula, and then I'm standing in front of the store and smelling, that's another pula. That vade is usher. That doesn't come into the world of Darash and Miskavin. Davar Shena Miskavin is where I have I'm doing Pula A, which is Mutar, and Toch Kedei, my doing Pula A, it could be that an Iser is going to come about, namely that as I am walking, I could be Nehne. So if I am choosing this path specifically because I want to be Nehne, that's the Kamachavin. That's Efshar V'Kamachavin, Lo Efshar V'Kamachavin. I'm choosing it, I'm walking, in other words, my Iker Kavana is to walk to shul. But I'm thrilled that the bakery is baking. I'm thrilled that the wind is blowing in the right direction. I'm looking forward to this. That's also according to everyone. However, if I'm saying, no, I chose this direction because, you know, it happens to be, it's a nice street, it's a pleasant street, but I had another street I could have walked on, which would also be fine. And I'm lo machave. In other words, nachon, I enjoy the smell of fresh baked bread. I enjoy good incense. But I didn't choose this looking forward to it. It just happens to be part of the nature of living in Golos, that you smell these smells. That's the machlokes over here. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, b'chol said it's osir. Even if lo machavin, it's osir. Mashenk and Rabbi Shimon says that if we have this combination of lo machavin and Dovr Shem HaMiskavin, and it only may happen, then it's mutter. The question is, what if I have an equal route that I could have chosen according to Rabbi Shimon? Am I now at a disadvantage of choosing this route? That's Machlokas Abaye
v'Rava. Doesn't it seem that the Ritva, the Chozer, is talking about Miskavein as being something subjective? You know, the person likes it or doesn't like it. That's a very, he doesn't even have any control over it.
But Rashi says the same thing. Why is Rashi's chaviv hu lo any different than the Ritva? Person does have control. Namely, the question is as to whether this is something that
so that means that you were born that way, or were you raised that way, and there's a certain conditioning that seems to, that's why you have to.
I don't know if that's the situation. It could, in other words, there could be a million and one reasons. I think if you're raised that way, it could be that you're depressed. When you're depressed, you like Hana, and when you're not depressed, you don't care so much about the Hana. It could be that, it's a million and one. You're correct, there is, Mechavin and Lo Mechavin is subjective. There's no question that we're dealing over here. How Chazal, what questions will they ask him to get to this? But what is missing over here is one. We are making a total equation between two worlds. We're making an equation between the world of Davar Shein HaMiskavein in pulling chairs and Davar Shein HaMiskavein in terms of smelling. Now, there is, l'chora, a very, very big difference. Namely, and maybe this is what underlies everything you're saying, pulling a chair, objectively, there's going to be a charitz, or objectively, there's not going to be a charitz. Mashenken over here, smelling by its nature, isn't it memela?
Namely, we pointed out that the only time that we're going to have a nafka mina, according to the Makor Chayim, as in terms of the concept of nisasek, is when you have a maisa. When there's a maisa that has to be done, does this maisa relate to you? Is hana'a considered to be a maisa? Are you doing an act of getting hana'a? L'chora, hana'a is simply something which is a state of being. That's what you're asking. And if it's a state of being, what does this have to do with nisasek? Who cares about davar sheino miskaven? In a state of being, this is like chametz chava pesach, bayiro bayimotze. It's a state of being. A state of being, we don't care whether you had intent, you didn't have intent, etc. The state of being exists. In other words, what we're doing over here is saying that smelling is the equivalent of making a trench in the ground. Is that really true? Is there really a concept of a maise mahana? Is there a concept that I'm doing an act of smelling? Or, I'm not doing an act of smelling, I'm not doing an act of seeing, I'm not doing an act of hearing, these are simply things that happen in the mela. I can decide to be nehenne, not to be nehenne, but do I have an act? If I don't have over here an act, then this whole thing falls apart. Right? So the next stage, which is the next article of the Rav, is to close that there is an act. And where do we see there's an act? In a fascinating machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba in the Dari. There is the Ran in the Dharma is Daf Tesvav on the days. Over there, we know there's a principle called Mitzvos Lav Lehanos Nidnu, right? That if I say that certain shofar is usher on me, and on Rosh Hashanah I can go to listen to that shofar being blown, because Mitzvos Lav Lehanos Nidnu. The question is, what if aside from the hana'ah of the mitzvah, I also have an ancillary hana'ah? Would that be mutter based on mitzvah lav lehanos nidnu? Let's say I said that a particular spring in the Golan is asur on me. And now I decide, it's the middle of the summer, I decide that I would like to be tovil in that spring, to be tovil in the mikvah of that spring. And that's going to be a tremendously physically enjoyable experience, because it's 150 degrees outside, and I want to be tovel in the spring. Can I say mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu, and I can be tovel in the spring, because mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu, my kavana is to do a mitzvah. What do you say? So that's so the Ran says certainly it's aser. Certainly it's aser. When we speak about mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu, it's only on the level of the mitzvah. But let's say that I am a philharmonic conductor, and the sound of the shofar brings me tremendous physical hana'ah, and so I want to listen. Not only to the kind of mitzvah, but when I listen to the mitzvah, I almost faint, you know, from the hana'ah of listening to the sound. Then there would be no heter. The only heter of mitzvah of Yehonos Nitnu is telling us that the hana'as mitzvah is not a hana'ah, but if there are other hana'os, it's aser. Just to read the language of the Ran. I call it two lines. The Ran on the bottom of the Tesvav Amadbeis in the Darim. Over there, the Gemara said that if a person says to his wife, Hano'as Tashmishech Olai, that this neder is chal, and he can't live with it. For the Ran asks, you can tell me, but Yamar Hano'as Tashmishech on my mitzvah. Ha mitzvah Slavri Hano'as Nitnu, there's a mitzvah of Ona, every time he's with her, he's making a mitzvah. So mitzvah slavei hanos nitnu. What's the problem? Let the husband be with his wife, even though there's a neder, and we'll say that each time he's with her, he's making a mitzvah. V'yishlomar dechi amrina mitzvah slavei hanos nitnu. Hanemilu lomar she'en kiyum hamitzvah chashuv hanah. Avo mikom akom im mitani gufei v'hari demekayim hamitzvah. If he enjoys being with his wife, he gets hanah out of it, then that's hanah mikri. That's real hanah. Umshimhachi amrina meperkuru beis. As soon as he says the perush of Gemara. In terms of the spring, hanoder hanom and hamayon tovil bo biyemos hakeshamim. Namely, if you're being tovil l'shem tvila, even though you're going to be freezing cold, then you can do that. Avol bo biyemos hachama below. But you can't be tovil biyemos hachama. Forget about the mitzvah of tvila. You're going to be nana from the ma'ayan. That's what the Ran over here says. The Ritva the Rashba alatar. The Rashba over here. Says no, gives all sorts of different terutzim as to why there's no mitzvah prior, you know, it's back and forth, but it appears from the Rashba, and that's the way all the Achronim understand the Rashba, is that he holds that mitzvah slavei hanos nitnu means that even if you have a physical hana'ah, that comes along with the mitzvah, that has nothing to do with the mitzvah, but comes along with the mitzvah, it's mutter as long as you're making a mitzvah. You have this heter, that the fact you're doing a mitzvah, that's mater you to get hanah. Where does this come from? Since when? Because you do a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah b'avera. Since because you do a mitzvah, therefore you can get hanah, you said that this Mayan is Asr Bahana. This woman is Asr Bahana. Ma pitom that I should be able to be Nehna physically. My physical has nothing to do with the mitzvah.
Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim, it's a Shrav, Yom Shravi. Yom Kippurim has to be Tovel. So many times.
Oh, we'll have to talk about it in terms that's the more deals over here with Me'ilah and when you have to overcome to that. So the Rav understood the principle of the Rashba is that there's a din of Maise Mahana, that I'm only going to be Aser B'Hanah if I do a Maase of Hanah. And then we have a Halacha, that whenever I do a mitzvah, halachically, my mitzvah is categorized as a Maise mitzvah. My Maise is a Maise mitzvah, it's not a Maise Hanah. Namely, that this is the Rashba's understanding of mitzvahs lav rehonos nitnu, that we have over here a din, that any maisa mitzvah is automatically subsumed under the mitzvah, and it's not a maisa hanah. That's why it's mutter. It's not that I don't get hanah, but that hanah doesn't relate to me. I'm not doing a maisa. But the only time it's going to be awesome is when I do a maisa hanah. Then this everything we said fits in. In other words, if I say that it's not enough for me to be nehenem memela, but the world of hanah is I have to have a maisa. So the question is, does this smell that I am smelling, is this my maisa? So the same way Rabbi Shimon says that the charitz is not my charitz, so also he says this smelling is not my maisa. If there's no need for a maisa, if smelling is simply memela, then this doesn't. Then one has nothing to do with the other. This is where the acronym, this is where we're going to come to a different approach perhaps, is in terms of defining hanah. But this approach is saying that the same way that a dover sheno miskaven in the world of in the world of being chover a charitz is that according to Rabbi Shimon, this is not my maisa. It's like misasek. This maisa is kibu occurring mimela, and the moment it's occurring mimela, then it has nothing to do with me. So also hanah, I have to get a maisa hanah. If it may or may not be that there'll be a hanah, depends which way the wind is blowing. And even if there is a hanah, I'm not walking this way in order to get it. Nachon, I'm being nana, now walking this way in order to get it. This is not called my ma'aseh hanah. So we have to have over here parallel structure in order to be able to compare one to the other. So this then is the first lashon of Rava and Abaye. This is the first lashon. Now let's move over to the second lashon. Second lashon says, Ika da'amre, efshar v'lo machavein, hainu pluktayhu d'Rav Yehuda v'Rav Shimon. Efshar v'lo machavein, hainu pluktayhu d'Rav Yehuda v'Rav Shimon. Namely, Rabbi Shimon doesn't have this din, like we said earlier, that you shouldn't have chosen this path because there's an equal path that you could have gone through. No, Rabbi Shimon says, even if there's an equal path you could have gone through, since over here we have a tarte l'reyusa, A, you have no kavana. B, it may not even be that there's going to be a reyach. It's mutter. And Rabbi Yehuda says, in other words, it's usser. It's your maiser. Rabbi Shimon says, it's not your maiser. Lo efshar v'lo kamachavein kulei amalo pligei d'shari. This is already a chiddush. That Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that we're going to have circumstances where davar sheino miskavein is mutter. That we didn't see up to now. We have assumed up to now that according to Rav Yehuda, it's always going to be Yasser. Even if you don't have Kavona, even if it's not necessary that it's going to be come about. So now we're saying no, that there is this principle called Lo Efsha, that if you're choosing this route, because the other route has a lot of Tircha involved, even according to Rav Yehuda, this would be Mutar. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Ki plige, below Efshar, v'kamachavein, what if we have a case of low efshar, and we again, my alternative is to take a 40 minute walk around, low efshar, but I'm choosing this route because I enjoy the hana'a. Aliba de Rabbi Shimon de aso basar kavana koyama lo plige de asur. The moment it's kamachavein, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's asur.
Rabbi Shimon is only matir when you have a tarte l'reyuta. Here, you're mechavein, it's aser. Ki plige aliba de Rav Yehuda. Da amar, loshna miskavein, loshna ein miskavein. Efshar, aser. Rav Abaye, ki Rav Yehuda. For Rav Amalach, ad kan lo kam Rav Yehuda, be ein miskavein ki miskavein, elo lachumra. Aval miskavein, kein miskavein, lakula? Lo. Namely, that this Gemara turns everything on its head. It turns out, according to over here, that at least according to Abaye, Rav Yehuda is more mekel than Rabbi Shimon. That according to Rav Yehuda, we have this principle called lo efshar. That the moment that my two alternatives are tircha or non-tircha, and I choose the non-tircha alternative, even miskavein is mutter. That's what we are not only going to be matir, a case of lo miskavein, we're even going to be matir, a case of miskavein, according to Rava. According to Abaye, I'm sorry. And Rava says, ma pitom? We don't find anywhere that Rabbi Yehuda is more kal than Rabbi Shimon. V'Rava, Rabbi, Adkan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda, elo she'ein miskavein ke miskavein elu l'chumra. Rabbi Yehuda said that even ein miskavein is chayev. Not only is miskavein chayev, according to Rabbi Shimon, even ein miskavein is chayev. However, to say the other direction, l'kula, that the moment that we have E Efshar, we're going to compare miskavein and ein miskavein l'kula, that we don't have. What in the world is going on over here? Well, Alpisvara, we're saying over here that if we have a case of, in other words, again, there's ein psik resha, that's our whole thing, talking about there's no psik resha. The hanoa could come or could not come, depends which way the wind is blowing. And lo miskavein, I don't particularly care for the hanoa one way or another. I'm not choosing this route because of the hanoa. Why am I choosing this route? Because my other alternative is tircha. If I'm choosing this route, l'noa tircha, so according to Rav Yehuda, all of a sudden that which previously was aser now becomes mutter. What over here would be the svara? This is what, you know, is what over here would be the svara? Why over here, if I'm choosing this route, because the alternative is a lot of svara, is a lot of tircha. We're saying that according to Rav Yehuda, now the moment we have the Efshar, not only is miskavein going to be usher, even lo miskavein, not only is lo miskavein, sorry, we have a case of ein psik resha, lo miskavein, or we're saying even miskavein. Even miskavein. Oh, the moment that we have over here with no atircha, firstly, we go in two stages. Firstly, Rabbi Yehuda is not matir the lo miskavein. Rabbi Yehuda is not osa. First, Rabbi Yehuda is not osa the lo miskavein. And secondly, he's even going to be matir a miskavein. What direction do you have to look at in order to be able to understand this? What is our principle? What are we trying to do? How would we get to a het there?
Not making it a maestro or a
right. And we have to try and fit this into misasif. You have to say that this is somehow not his maestro, that it's as though it's happening memela. So according to Rabbi Shimon, when we had a combination of with no secretion, lo miskavein, this combination made it not his maisa avera. No one said that miskavein, which we know is low, that lo ein secretion miskavein would be good. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what over here is going to determine as to whether this is him or not him, whether this is his maisa or not his maisa?
That's right.
The efshar. Right, the fact that he is not doing this because he wants to do it. He'd be happy not to walk. He'd be happy if there were to be another way of walking to shul, the same distance, but without all of these issues. He'd be happy to take that route. But that route doesn't exist. The moment that route doesn't exist, then what's happening over here, since it may or may not come about, this already is not considered to be his action. Namely, that. It's a question over here of which factors do we take into account in order to say it's not his action. In a case of misaseh, he's not aware of what he's doing. So according to, that's Malchus Rabbi Akiva Eger, Makor Chaim, whether it's his action or not. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, even if he doesn't know what he's doing, it's his maisa. The bottom line is, Adam Muad Lolam, he did it. So it's his maisa. I'll be potter from a Korban Chatas, Asher Chotaba. According to the Makor Chaim, this is not his maisa. It's like it happened in Mela. It happened, but it's not his act. And that's why he's potter, because it's not his act. There would be no coming to drive in. It's not his act.
Then the question is, how can this be expanded? So we expanded to the world of Dovar Sheino Miskaven. So we said that according to Rabbi Shimon, if we have a lack of secretion, something may or may not occur objectively, and lo miskaven, and he doesn't necessarily want it to happen. That's not what he's into. He's into getting the chair from here to there. He's into walking to shul. This combination will tell us also that this is not his act. Comes along the Lishna Basra, right? The Lishna Kama said that Rabbi Shimon, however, is circumscribed. That's only in the case of where the alternative is Tirka. If the alternative is Efshar, we're not even going to say this. The Lishna Basra says we have another possibility, that if we have a situation, sorry, this is what Yoni said previously, if we have a situation that it's not Psikratia, and that he's doing this with no atircha, he's getting involved bichlal in walking this way because of the tircha the other way. When we have this combination, this is also a hetzer. This is not his act. Whether he's happy about the hanah, whether he's not happy about the hanah, that's a tremendous chiddush that we never saw anywhere. Where if you're miskaven to a ma'is aveira, you do the ma'is aveira, it should be mutter. But over here, the miskaven is a bidyeved. Once I'm on this path, so I'll be mechavim. You know, it's like, why not? But in other words, if there would have been another path that would have been simultaneous, I would have taken that path. That's already enough to say this is not considered to be his ma'isa aveira. Again, assuming that the Hanon needs a ma'isa aveira, this is not his ma'isa aveira. Clearly, he's being then. Memele is being then. The question is, do we have an aveira of Hanon? So if Hanon is not enough just to be memele, it has to be a ma'isa aveira. So here, according to Rabbi Huda, we don't have a ma'isa aveira because of this combination. Rabbi Shimon has his combination, according to Abaye. Rabbi Yehuda has his combination. Rava says, poppycock, that's what you're talking about. Since when is Rabbi Yehuda saying anything lakula? Rabbi Yehuda's whole direction is lachumra. That's where he's being machmir on Rabbi Shimon. You don't find that anywhere there's going to be making on Rabbi Shimon. That, you know, if this is the maximum that you're going to get to in terms of the kula, this doesn't get off the ground. Yes?
Rav and Abaye agree.
The pula that you're doing is walking. Walking is a pula muteris.
Yes, right. But we're talking about the possible issue from the Shavim is to the Reyach.
Yes.
The
Seder, so we're, you're 100% correct. They're going to get to on you know, where it's that even though Reach is Ein Bo Mamash, Bechol, we're going to find these, that there are Isurei Hanah of Reach. In other words, that you're correct, it's Ein Bo Mamash. And we'll have to see, you know, in terms of Me'ilan, Isur Hanah, etc., how it fits in. But the Gemara over here is assuming that we have an Isur Hanah from Reach. That's what the Gemara is assuming, according to this approach. This is the approach that we're taking. We'll see, there are Rishon, we didn't learn this way. But this is the approach of Chora of Rashi, Tosfos, the Rebbe Nadavid, etc. This is found in the Tosfos Rid, this direction. What Reuven is pointing out correctly is that I sort of exaggerated in terms of Rava, that within the Lishna Basra, Rava also agrees that Abaye will have that Rav Yehuda will have a heter, but he won't say it'll go as far as miskaven, right? He'll have the heter if ain't no miskaven. You have ain't Sikresha, and ain't Miskaven, and you're doing the Noah, then this according to Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye says, even without the ain't Miskaven, that's where Rava disagrees with Abaye. But that we already saw, when you have an ain't Sikresha and ain't Miskaven, that's not a chiddush. In order to put that into Rabbi Yehuda is a bit of a chiddush, but that already we saw on the table. To have a situation where we're going to ignore Machaven, even in the case of Machaven, so this approach. I don't know, is it in the Kovetz, Tosfos Rid?
Beginning.
This is the way that the Tosfos Rid understands before the Mechtam.
Yes, it's not right
there. Right after the Rashi, what? Right, beginning, sorry. The Tosfos Rid over here, in our Sugya, says, Pirush Abaye, the kol heichad lo efshar. Lo efshar means in our situation that there's going to be tircha. Afal gav de mechaven shari kagon. It would be the same thing if you had a sofa, right? That if we have a case of a sofa, that lo efshar be very, very hard to pick it up. Then, even in the situation where you're mechaven lasos charitz, that they'd be happy if it's being done, it's going to be mutar. This is going to be the equivalent of a davar sheno miskaven, nimsa shma shechen Rav Yehuda make a Rav Shimon, ma shemeko Rav Shimon make a Rav Yehuda, etc. In other words, this is the way that he understands. What we try to do is to give the theoretical underpinning that we're trying to get back to the world of Misaseh, according to the Kor Chayim. We're trying to take this act, which is a result of his behavior, and say this Alpidin is not considered to be his act. So in the Lishna Kama, we have one direction, Lishna Basa, we have another direction of how to be going to take the act from him. Okay, we'll stop over here. What we have left is a very different approach to the Sugya, and that is to basically say that the Sugya is specifically dealing with the world of Hana. And what we're saying over here is that the world of Hana'a and the classic world of Dovr Shechina Miskaven are one and the same. Here you have Acts, you have a Maisa Chilul Shabbos, you have a Maisa Bishul, and here you have a Maisa Mahana, and whether that Maisa Mahana is your Maisa or not, that's totally on the families that are involved. That's what we said. However, there are Rishonim that, and Achronim particularly, who understood this specifically on the level of Hana'a, and the combination is as follows. Take one step back. What we said up to now was that our sugi is a case of aim sik reisha. And we said, what does it mean aim sik reisha? That it depends how the wind blows, it depends on the garbage trucks, that's aim sik reisha. The rush has a unique understanding of why this is not a psikoresha. So I call it four words in the rush. Just look in the rush alatar, in our Gemara, he gives four words why this is not a psikoresha, and that opened up the Pandora's box. So there is a machokas between the Chochmas Adam and the Chofetz Chaim. On this, the Chochmas Adam, I'll give you, it's in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Kal Pei Zayin, as opposed to the Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara. That he deals with it, with this issue, so that we'll see simply as to in terms of the ukimta of the rush. That's whether it's a secret or not. Then in terms of hana'a, so everything begins with the ran in chulin. The ran in Perek Yud Hanasha. It's in the pages of the Rif. Not in the new Oz V'Hadar, but in the classic page of the Rif Anaf Lamed Beza Med Aleph, there's a Ran that wants to say that Hana'a has its own rules. And according to that, then you can learn our whole Gemara on a different plane, and that's, you have a long Pnei Yoshua over here, and there's also a Chazonish in our Chaim Siman Nun that also deals with this. I'll write it up. And then third thing we have to see, just to complete this, is that who says we're talking over here about Hana'a at all? Well, that starts with Rashi. Right? Maybe over here when we speak about, who says over here talking about Reach at all? I'm sorry. Maybe that's Rashi. Maybe we're talking about, maybe Hanoah Habal Adam Baal Karcha means something totally different. So here, look in the Rambam and Hilchos Macholos Asuros, how he brings down this Gemara. Those are three Seifim, simply to understand what we said up to this point. Then we'll have to start in terms of the Sugi of going through the Rayas 1-1. And over here, Tosos, you'll see, we'll be learning Lishitoso. So if you know, it's just to see the Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos down to Gufam or Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi up to the middle of the Amud. That should, in other words, with you know, Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. But again, we'll spend about half the shiur still going back to the Gemara we did today. It's from other perspectives, and then we'll begin the next Gemara. Okay, that'll be next Sunday. Rabbi Reese is giving a. I'd like to meet with the Kollel, give a short shiur today at 12 o'clock, from 12 to 12:45, and then he has individual meetings with fellows who ask to meet with him in the afternoon. Okay? And B'li Neder, in other words, Emir Tzashem, that Rebbe Chassin should have a refuah shlema, he'll give shiur a week from today, and the topic will be announced on Sunday, Emir Tzashem, after our shiur.